Rudolph said you didn't talk until this morning. What impressed you about the interview that may have influenced your decision to take him number four?
It did not influence our decision. Obviously, situation changed a lot from the combine because we were thinking of picking at 27 and then we were picking four. So rather than wasting time with some of the people that were running from interview to interview and we're so far down that we know that we're not going to get to them, that interview is 15 minutes. Our area scouts are doing the interviews throughout the season to know the background of the player. They know him inside and out. So the 15 minutes is just a chance for the whole staff to get to know and put a face to a name. So that's why we called him and had him come to our office this morning because now the situation's different and we had the fourth overall pick. And so we believe in the process of the scouting and building the list throughout the year. And then the decisions are made based on all the different reports, game seen, data, combine, all those things, and then you have your final list when you walk into the draft today.
Well, what was the trade market like for number four? Was there anything even close?
Not close enough. We made it clear that we're looking at all options, whether it's fourth pick overall or 20th pick overall. We could move up. We could move down. So we explored all the options, and I contacted all the other teams in the league to make sure that they know that all our options are open, but nothing was attractive enough for us to do anything else but pick.
How many other players did you talk to this morning?
No, just a couple that we hadn't done at the like I said, that has nothing. The list order is not going to change based on meeting him face-to-face the morning of the draft.
What did you like about him so much?
Obviously the numbers speak for themselves. He's got great offensive ability. I personally saw him play in August at the Linka Gretzky tournament with Team Canada, and I was impressed there. But then that's a long time ago, and our scouts follow him all year. But he had great productivity in the Western Hockey League. He's a big guy and got some jam to him too, grit, plays hard. But his instincts are great. That I think that's the biggest thing that we like about him is that it's not just the physical ability, but it's his hockey IQ. His instincts are great, and puts another really good defenseman into our future.
Roman was the youngest player in
I think he's a good two-way forward. It's pretty hard to score a lot in college at the age of 17. I saw him play. It was great for me because two of my daughters go to Miami University, so I got to visit them and watch Morozov play. So good trip. But he got off to a really hot start in college hockey. Then he cooled off a little bit. But I got to talk to the head coach there, and he couldn't stop talking about the character of Ilya Morozov. It's a pretty impressive story that he's come from Russia and hardly spoke any English, and now he's an A student and works on his game. You know, they have to kick him out of the rink and gym before he leaves. And you know, watching the testing, it's pretty impressive. Like, the results are there for the work that he's done so far, and he's just getting started. So we're really, really excited about him too. Yeah, well, that's what the scouting process is all about, and I did it for 15 years myself. Amateur scouting, ran the draft for 11 different drafts, and to me, what I believe in, and we are in great hands with Jerry Fortin and his staff, Jason Nightingale, and all the area scouts, because they do exactly what I believe in too, which is that you work hard, you watch a lot of games, you go back again and again and again to make sure that you know the player inside and out, especially the top guys, and then you work on the order constantly. After every game you see, especially if you see two guys that are close to each other, you know, like you had a few guys from the Western League, defensemen, you see them play head-to-head two, three times, now you adjust the list a little bit, who's better, who's got better upside, who's more ready physically, all these different things that we look at when we do the order. And I would say we always try to lean on the upside, the potential, rather than what they are now. I believe in that process going throughout the year, and you watch a lot of games. There are no super scouts in my mind that can go to one game or two games and say, oh, that guy's great and that guy's not good at all. I think you need to just keep watching, keep evaluating, see the good game, the bad game, the average game. You know, when the pressure is on, when the games get tough and competition is harder, all those things, and now you got a good picture of a player that how you like him, where you put him on your list, and how do you compare him to the other prospects.
Where do you get your confidence from when you form a list? I think of 10 years ago, the pick you made surprised people. Most people would not have picked Rudolph as the first defenseman, and I didn't see that anywhere. But you guys have a lot of confidence in what you're doing. Where does that come from with you, where you kind of have your own list and focus in and don't listen to all the noise of everybody around talking about these drafts?
Like I said, I did that for 11 drafts, and I was fortunate that I always worked with the general manager that didn't stick his fingers into the process, because I can't get to see those guys enough to form a solid opinion on how they are as players. But we have a great scouting staff. They do a great job. You see some of the results on the team right now. So I have a lot of faith in our scouting staff. So I stay away from it. If I see somebody many times enough that I can give them my opinion, I try to even do that carefully, because they've seen them a lot more than I have.
Sabres have drafted a lot of defensemen, have a lot of defensemen in the system, particularly over the last three years. Why draft another defenseman to add to kind of that stockpile, if you will, in Rudolph?
You always draft the best player available. That's our philosophy. And then if you have too many good defensemen, that's a great problem to have. There's going to be 31 teams that call on me. If they need a defenseman, they know who to call. And then if we need a forward instead, then we can make a trade.
Yarmo, if somebody would have told you this morning you made 12 picks, would you have been surprised?
No. I think that we thought this morning that it looked like we're picking at 4. And then, we explored a lot of different ideas of maybe moving up from 20 to the teens to make sure that we get one of the guys that we had high on our list. We ended up getting one at 20. And if all of them were gone, we were exploring the options of going from 20 to 24, 25, maybe move back a little bit. So that's what we do during the day like this, is explore all those options. But 4 was pretty set in stone that it looked like, once we got through the morning and there wasn't much going on, that we're probably going to pick at 4.
When you talked a couple of days ago, you talked about how at 27, there were a couple of guys Jerry was kind of looking at, and they probably wouldn't have been there at 27, but maybe there's a pretty good chance they're going to be there at 20. Was Marzov one of those guys that Jerry was looking at?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this strategy worked in our favor, where when we moved from 27 to 20, I don't know, because we picked the player at 20, but we are pretty sure as a staff that he wouldn't have been there at 27.
What are your thoughts on Elvecker, and how do you see him?
Trading Bo Byram obviously created a hole. This is a young player that has a lot of same qualities, really good skater, speed, puck play, ability to move up the ice, whether it's with the pass or carrying the puck out of the zone. We see a lot of potential in him. So now we have Crevier and him that can compete for a spot to maybe play with Owen Power. Coach is going to decide that, not me. But then we have Metsä and Timmins there with competing for the spots as well. And, like our top pair all year was Samuelson and Dahlin. I'm pretty sure that pair is going to start the same, and again, leaving that up to the coach. But I think that we have at least 7 good D right now to start the year, and we'll keep working on other areas, and we'll see what we have on the ice when we start the season.
Still has a pretty good upside at the age he's at. He's still pretty young. You still see a lot of pretty
Yeah, definitely. He's just getting started, but he was playing 17 minutes a game, and we always say that for defensemen you need about 200 games before you can really see what they can become. He's not there yet, so I think he's just growing as a defenseman right now. I say that again. Sorry, I didn't.
You scratch in the playoffs. See a guy you see being motivated to make improve.
Yeah, you scratch, but then he went back in the lineup. So you know that can happen. That's happened to a lot of players. That happens throughout the season with some very good players, and that's part of the job, and you know, coach's decisions. No, it was a contract move. Washington needed to move a contract to stay within the 50 contract limit, so we took that because it's an expiring contract.
Talking to teams the last few days, did you notice more interest maybe in 4 and 20, or your teams kind of after some of your prospects, some of your young guys? How would you classify? You just have a lot of.
Yeah, there was a ton of calls early on about the pick number 4, but we weren't going to move it to for something that wasn't significant. Like it would have taken a significant offer for us to move from 4. We had some offers where we could have moved back a little bit and gotten something in return. All kinds of different options that we were kind of taking notes for a couple of days on what might be out there with pick 4, but to outright trade pick number 4 would have needed an impact player that can play in with our team for a good period of time, not just help us next year or the year after, but somebody with either term or at good age that we have control for many, many years. That's what you get with pick number 4. You get a guy that can be in your system for the next 10, 15 years.